We are joined by Connor Frankamp from the Aftershocks. Connor, a veteran player. How many years now, Connor, with the Aftershocks? Is this your fourth or fifth?
I think this is my fourth year, I believe.
Okay. Well, yeah. Congratulations on that. Here we are. We saw that yesterday was your 29th birthday. 29 seems extremely young still to me, but I imagine to you, you have a little hard time believing you're 29.
You're exactly right. 29 seems old. So, especially next year being 30, then I'll for sure feel extra old. So, yeah.
Yeah, 30 is crazy old. What did you do to celebrate yesterday? Anything, Connor?
I didn't do too much, actually. I went to dinner with my family last night, hung out with the little one, and that was about it, actually.
Talking with Connor Frankamp, the basketball tournament starts this Thursday, right? Is it Thursday
21st?
Or Friday?
We play Saturday, it Friday. It starts Friday, I think, actually, and then we play it at 12 on Saturday.
Okay. Well, what do you think of this team? How do you feel about it? Are you as psyched up and excited for this as you've always been? What do you think of the Aftershocks?
Definitely. I think we have a really good team. You know, we've been so close in the previous years. I think it was two years ago, I think, maybe three, we made it to the semifinals and thought we had a good chance to win it that year. So we brought back some of the same guys from that team. Then we added another guard, Jeremiah Martin, who played at Memphis, who's really, really good. So we're excited to have him. And, you know, we have this week to gel and play together and everything. And I think we put together a pretty good team.
For you, is the basketball tournament, is TBT just fun and a break from kind of your career? Or are there things that you can take from this experience on the court and use them in your actual career? Are there parts of the style of play in TBT that maybe have helped you improve elsewhere?
Maybe a little bit of both. You know, it's nice in the middle of summer to be able to play games that's competitive against, you know, this good a competition. Without this tournament, it'd be hard to find, you know, games that's good and to play against and play with guys who are this high level and things like that. So I think that definitely helps going into, you know, the next season with your pro career for sure.
Connor Frankamp, our guest, the Aftershocks play at noon on Saturday, as he said, against Midtown Prestige, another Kansas team. That kind of has a Southwestern College feel. Are you aware of a player by the name of Kevin Clark?
I am not. We kind of went over the players a little bit yesterday, but obviously didn't get in depth too much with them or about them. But I don't know many of the players. I know Kaheem Ransom. He played at Southeast when I was at North. He's a good player, so I'm excited to see him and play against him. But other than that, I don't know.
I think Kevin Clark is you, Connor, in a different body. From the sound of it, he's
kind of a little shorter.
Big shooter and big scorer, and so that'll be fun. Tell us, before we go on about the basketball tournament, tell us about your pro career and where that is now.
I was in Spain this last year. It was my second time in Spain. I was in Spain 3 years ago in Murcia, and then this year I was in Lugo to start, and then I finished out in Valencia. In the ACB, which, you know, I enjoy Spain quite a bit. So it was nice to be there again for a second time. And then I haven't signed anywhere for next year. Kind of waiting to see what the options are and kind of just go from there.
How long do you want to play, ideally?
That's a great question. I wish I could give you an exact answer. I wouldn't mind playing, you know, till maybe 33, 30, 32, 33. Something like that. I really don't know. That's kind of just a rough estimate right now. I don't have an exact, you know, exact age or number I could give you.
When you see so many players getting drafted to the NBA from overseas and not here in the United States and in colleges and stuff like that, what does that affirm to you about how challenging it is to play in Europe and elsewhere overseas, and how much more advanced has that game even gotten since you've been playing?
It's pretty cool to see all the guys from overseas get drafted, you know. The European basketball is definitely improving every single year, and higher-level guys are going over there, and, you know, staying over there. There's a lot of NBA guys who choose to stay over there in Europe instead of coming back to the NBA, obviously, with a more prominent role you get sometimes over in Europe and things like that. So it's always good to see the European basketball game evolve every single year.
We're talking with Connor Frankamp from the Aftershocks, certainly a guy that we identify with that team now. What do you the grind of this tournament? It's tough. You play a lot of games in a short amount of time. You've got a good KU team, at least on paper, it looks good. You've got a good K-State team, again, at least on paper. What's the key of making a good team rather than just a good on paper team?
I think focusing one game at a time, you know, like you said, we have K-State and KU both in our region. So not looking ahead to, you know, that's some sort of rivalry or whatever to play K-State and then KU, however it may end up. The teams are so good this year and the tournament. So just playing one game at a time and trying to not let the other team score easy baskets, I think, is a huge thing. And especially being at home, that obviously helps us quite a bit.
Are you still a KU fan? How do you feel about that program and that team now that you've got a little distance away from it?
There's no hard feelings toward them. I can't say I'm the biggest KU fan, but I also don't root for them to lose or anything like that. So I always watch them during the year, and I enjoy following up with them. And then obviously some of the guys this year on the TBT team, I'm still friends with. So it'll be great to see them, and then be able to catch up with them.
Connor Frankamp is our guest. So we haven't gotten to see you play here in the States very much, except for in this tournament. Since you played at Wichita State and finished your college career, what part of your game has improved the most?
I think overall, I've just became a more mature player, I think. I think a little bit at WSU, I was kind of limited with the things I was allowed to do and things of that nature. And then as I've been overseas, I've kind of been able to play more free and kind of play my game that I've always kind of known how to play. And so that's been nice to get back to that and, kind of just play the way I used to play.
So last year in the tournament, I noticed that teams were really focusing a lot of defensive attention toward you. And
right.
You tried to turn that into assisting other players and getting the ball to people. Do you expect that to be the case this year? Do you expect the defense to really, really focus on you and not let you do some of the things you like to do? And how do you combat that?
Yes, I kind of am preparing for that. I think I'm going to try to be more aggressive this year. I think I was kind of passive last year with the defense they were playing on me. And then us adding that other guard, the lefty Jeremiah Martin, he'll take the pressure off of me some. So that's a nice addition. And then, you know, of course, if my teammates are open, I'll pass and try to play the right way the best that I can.
I was going to say you need to be more aggressive, but I thought you might get angry with me. But you kind of agree, right?
I agree with you. I do agree with you. Yeah.
So you said play until you're kind of early 30s and whatever that looks like. You might be in at least the second half of your career. Have you thought about what is next? Do you want to coach? Do you see yourself living here in Wichita or somewhere else? I don't know if you've thought about that much, but have you?
I've thought about it a little bit. I go back and forth on, you know, if I want to coach or, you know, do something with basketball. Some days I don't want to do anything with basketball when I'm retired, and then other days, you know, I want to stay with it. So I go back and forth every week on that, and I'm, you know, still trying to figure out what I want to do when I'm finished. So I definitely need to start, you know, preparing for that and kind of thinking more deeply on that. And it's not, you know, 3 or 4 years will go by pretty quick.
Well, being a golf pro could be on the table too, right?
I would love that. Yes.
Connor, I think I know you better than you know you.
You definitely might.
Well, we appreciate it. We look forward to watching you. I know I speak for my wife when I say this. We love watching Connor Frankamp play basketball. We always have. And we're looking forward to the basketball tournament coming up this weekend at Coke Arena. The Aftershocks in action at noon on Saturday. Thank you, Connor.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on. It's always good to chat with you guys.